Right, let's speak now about Bandile Masuku, the former Gauteng Health MEC. The Special Investigating Unit says it's now received legal papers. In the last few minutes, we've had that confirmation from Bandile Masuku. Masuku is challenging the findings of the SIU in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria. And you'll remember that that SIU investigation placed Masuku at the center of these processes in the Health Department, where presidential spokesperson Kusela Diko's husband received a 125 million rand tender to supply personal protective equipment. Let's find out about this. Kaiser Khanyaho is the SIU spokesperson. Kaiser, thanks for your time today. Have you now received the legal papers from Bandile Masuku's lawyers?
Thank you very much, Wendy. I can confirm that our legal team has indicated to me that they have received the papers from the lawyers of Mr. Masuku, and we are now processing them.
So what happens now? You get a court date, I imagine, and you will be opposing this in court?
No, definitely we will be opposing this because the court date that is in the papers, I think it's some 14th of November, but this is a suggested court date because they want it on an urgent basis, and the courts will indicate what the date will be because they will do a, what we call a case management to make sure that all the parties that are cited there are given an opportunity to respond and also for Mr. Masuku to respond to our response.
Kaiser, and obviously the SIU is still busy with the investigation into this PPE procurement.
No, definitely. Like I always say, Mandy, people are only, or the media is only focusing on the one company that we are dealing with in this Gauteng PPE issue. We are having more than 160 others that we are looking into. Therefore, the investigation is still going on. Even with this particular one, the report that we gave to the Premier was in relation to the functions of the MEC in its capacity as the executive authority. We're still looking at the whether there are people that are going to be held liable for corruption in relation to the same issues.
Kaiser Khanyaho, he is the SIU spokesperson there. Of course, those investigations still continuing. Let's speak now to Bandile Masuku's lawyer, Mojalefa Motolani, who joins us on the line now. Mojalefa, thank you for your time. So you have now the SIU saying that they have received your court papers. What is the essence of your argument here?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and your listener. Well, effectively, our course of action is to challenge certain findings that were made by the SIU against our client. And these are in relation to alleged breaches of the Constitution and the PFMA. We argue that, you know, so certain of these findings are illogical in law. They've got no grounding in fact, and therefore, you know, should not have been made in the first instance. And in doing so, the SIU actually acted ultra vires.
You have gone to court on an urgent basis. We heard the SIU there saying that there's a concern around the dates. How soon do you hope to have this heard before a court so that Bandile Masuku can clear his name?
Well, we will obviously be following the case management process that has been instituted by the courts. We plan to then further write to the DJP and request a special allocation for this particular matter, because given the circumstances and the unfolding events, you know, on a day-to-day basis, as they may affect our clients, we have the view that the matter should, in fact, receive a special allocation and be heard as soon as possible.
Mojalefa Motolani, he is Bandile Masuku's lawyer, speaking to us there about this court action. Papers now have been handed to the Special Investigating Unit. Of course, he is challenging those SIU findings against him.